That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
That was Taylor Swift and Post Malone singing Fortnite, her lead single off of her now double album, The Tortured Poets Department. It is going to be
a busy day.
It's going to be a busy day. You got 31 songs to listen to.
Over and over.
And I just keep thinking about the kids having to go to school. Like Jimmy Kimmel had a funny bit last night. He's like, should it just be like a national holiday? Like they got tired people are going to be having stayed up till midnight to listen. And then she drops another album at 2 a.m. He's like, be careful on the roads, everybody.
I'm actually impressed you're up past it for Jimmy Kimmel. I haven't seen that guy in a while.
That's sad.
Sad comment of the day. More to come.
So Jean Leahy Mall has been experiencing some incidents lately. Last weekend, about 150 youth congregated.
That's a lot of youth.
It's a yin yang. People are going down there again.
Yes. Yeah.
You should have seen this coming. The park is awesome. Before we redid it because they're like, oh, it's only just kind of like creepy people.
Mm-hmm.
No one feels safe. Yeah. Now it's just amazing safe space. But there are going to be the ruffians. The kids are down there. They got nowhere to go.
So I wonder what the security.
They do have security down there.
Okay. They do.
The cops have had to break up some fights.
Yes. So then there was another incident on Monday, and that had like 50 juveniles congregating.
Yeah.
So, you know, on Saturday, they shut it down for a bit. MECA, you know, the Metropolitan Entertainment and Convention Authority, they manage the Jean Leahy Mall. And they're saying these rarely happen, even though these were back-to-back incidents. Normally it's without any incident. But the police are saying that they're going to they're going to increase enforcement. And with the help of their partners at Omaha 360, they're going to just have more eyes. They might start using drones to monitor the crowds.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They want to remind people that the park closes at 11 nightly. That's it.
Okay. Done. That's probably when
I would put a boxing ring in the middle of that.
I think that would be a great idea.
Have some chaperones to break up the fight. Yes. Go, you guys want to fight? You get that ring. Did you ever have teachers threaten to make you fight somebody if you didn't knock it off?
That's old school.
Organized fight.
Yes, that's old school.
You know, put the gloves on.
Yeah. I mean, to think about that, Jeff, if you do that down there, if we went that route, maybe we can find the next greatest fighter. That's a movie. That's a movie.
How'd you become the best boxer in the world? Street park fighting?
Yeah.
Park fight?
Couldn't that be a beautiful
really
thing? Have it run by Terrence Crawford's people, you know?
Absolutely.
And we need to hold parents accountable. That's the thing that people are saying. They're like,
yes.
Well.
Parent jail.
They're talking about the security guards. The one thing that everybody was noting, the security guards at the park are not babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if you have minors, they need to have a parent present. Or like, you know, I mean, so they say if your kids are getting there by other means, make sure you know where they are. Remind them to be on their best behavior.
Right,
but they're also encouraging them not just to drop them off and be like, bye.
And they are. That's what's kind of happening, I'm assuming. Or the other. They're going off with friends. Because they did focus on this 13-year-old that was busted there for fighting. Some innocent bystander got hurt, too. So they, you know, the cops intervened, got that 13-year-old and turned him over to his guardians. And then 2 hours later, they caught some guys stealing a car, joyriding, and that 13-year-old was in the car. So they released him back to the guardian.
The
it's like, come
crime.
On,
double
dude.
Crime, same day. We were all dumb when
concern.
We were young. There's a reason why they let you reset your record at 18.
13.
But to think their parents are going to turn it around, a lot of these kids probably are juvenile delinquents because of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Parents
jail.
Parents aren't paying attention. You know,
they're not. Just
asleep
go.
At the switch.
Or, I mean, you don't know what the home life is, you know?
It's obvious,
you know, even the most engaged parents can have children
people
that,
sneak
you
out.
Know, go,
hey, we snuck out all the time, but I didn't commit crimes or we weren't
you
fighting.
You weren't stealing cars?
No.
That you remember.
Later, yeah.
Like, just
later.
Lawn furniture.
I never knew anyone that would steal a car.
I don't either. How exciting.
Or commit crimes. I remember some kids that would, like, break a window and try and steal a stereo. And I remember thinking, like, whoa, that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Like, walking into a game at Exarban, and this kid was, like, just matter-of-factly peeled his shirt off, wrapped it around his elbow, went,
whoa.
Like, he'd done that before, you know?
Yeah.
Covered up his elbow and popped it in, and... Because you would, that was a thing, stealing detachable stereos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. And I was like, I think people, I got to rotate this kid out of my friend circle.
Yeah, you don't want to fall into that. Have you ever done a back, like search back to see where those bad eggs were from your youth? Because when I was here younger and, you know, I hung out with some bad eggs. And they all have done stints in, like, jail and stuff.
Well,
and
usually I'm like, thank God I wasn't there. But it's not always like a movie. Some of them turn it around. So, yeah, like, yeah, there were some kids when in my neighborhood when we grew up, when we moved, they're like, be careful. They're kind of rough. And, like, literally day one of them stole my bike.
Oh.
From underneath me. My sister had tried to fight him off. And they were like, we're going to punch your sister. When I grew up and found out later, they're like, they had a rough home life.
Yeah, and that's generally what happens.
Like a lot of tragedy and tough situation, and some of those guys turned out to be great. They were rough in the middle.
Yeah, it's like the survival of the fittest sometimes when you're in that scenario.
It's wild being on the other end of the spectrum now, like as a parent, and all of a sudden, like, you're like, oh... That's what my parents were talking about. Like, when you're in it, you don't see it. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Joe's a great guy, like, whatever. And they're like, Joe is a walking red flag. Like, you need to. And then now, as a parent with all the runway of life experience, you're looking at this and you're like, stay the stink away from that kid.
Have you had to step in and refute and say that your kids can't be friends with that person anymore?
No, but there have been situations where... You know, you're just like your kid comes home and tells you about, you know, one of the classmates and you're like,
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's crazy how the script writes itself. Like, it's weird how times have changed, but people don't, or like just the essence of people don't, like what kids are like, as much as it's different. Like, oh, we've got devices now and stuff. Even before they get a hold of that stuff, there's just the essence of childhood that is instinctual. And you just hear things and you're like, that is going to end this way.
Yeah.
And then you just watch it play out in real time and you feel like you're a wizard. And really, you're just.
You're just, like you said, road of experience or something?
Yeah. I mean, you're just watching. You're like, okay, I know how this is going to end.
All right. So we got new Taylor Swift out today. Broke at Midnight. It's a double album. 31 songs. We're going to play another one here in the next 15. This is Down Bad. Have you heard that one yet, Molly?
Down Bad. No, that one I have not. God.
You love that song? It's your first time.
I do. That was my first time hearing that one. I've been trying to listen to all the tracks. My friends were texting me and they're like, did you stay up? I'm like, no, we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I figured I could listen to it today.
God, do you think she does her own laundry? I bet she doesn't. I
mean, how many tracks total is it?
31.
16 on the original album that dropped at midnight. And then, surprise, 15 more. So it's a double, it's an anthology. It's a double album.
How many minds were just blown when that came out? They're like, oh my God. It's like getting a Christmas present, realizing there's a bigger one.
Well, you remember they say music is the one thing you can't have too much of. Can't OD on it.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is going to be like taking up a lot of my real estate because I've been binging that Noah Kahan album and I just can't get that one out. And, you know, he dropped a bunch of new songs and stuff like that. And then I was listening to old albums of his waiting and then Taylor Swift. Now I've got all of this to listen to. I'm so excited.
Like, which,
I need so much cleaning done this weekend on account of the fact that I finally have music to listen
Who's
to.
Who's Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Travis Kelce.
I think it's got to be a weird moment from him because you're listening to an album that is all about heartbreak. So now the whole past has been drudged up.
Yeah, it's over.
And you're the current guy.
And there's no heartbreak.
A weird position to be, you know, your current is rehashing her ex.
Yeah. But keep in mind that she was right. She wrote this and was recording it before they were dating. While they just had started dating.
I feel like we're having our first fight right now because you're Taylor telling me that. I wrote this before you. I'm like, I know that. just wonder
still
how
weird for me to listen right? to.
I just want to know how you'd feel, Taylor, if all of a sudden my album just dropped. Yeah. And I'm talking about Lisa. Remember Lisa? My ex.
She's like, if you could write 31 songs about Lisa, by all means, oh, show God. Me what you got.
We're having our first fight. No, she'd go, if you can write about one. I'd be surprised if you could write about one song.
You know what? Try to write one song. Then let's talk about an album. And keep in mind that this is my 11th studio album.
Yeah.
And during all of that, I was also touring the world and re-recording albums that I already had done because I wanted the rights for
myself. First fight, Jeff, right here.
And you're in the middle of that fight with Taylor, and I'm like, is this the song?
When she's like, I'm writing it right now.
When she says something playful or coy and sounds good, you're like, oh, God, is that a song?
Maybe.
Is this a song?
Yeah, so it's
you're living in your future past.
Is the majority of her songs breakup songs, you know, from the past? Because right now it's a different scenario. She's, you know, those guys are all puppy loving it all together. And I mean, does she put another album out or is it going to be lovey and happy?
I don't know.
It's going to be different,
you know,
isn't it?
It's kind of one of those things where it's just where the mood takes her. I mean, she follows she follows her instincts. They haven't let her down yet.
Isn't everything about what she's learned?
I think so. That's how people relate to her music. Yeah.
If a relationship fails, you made mistakes. And if you're not learning from it.
Yes.
And she does well at, you know, taking lessons from everything.
Mm-hmm. Which we all should, you know. We all have a song, Jeffy.
Do we? Meanwhile,
do you?
Her boyfriend.
Go ahead. Let's
caveman,
hear it.
Caveman boyfriend.
I can do stuff too.
Well, I like, you know what they did. So when she dropped this album, Hallmark dropped something as well. They dropped a Travis Kelce Christmas ornament at the same time.
That's why he's hosting a game show.
Yes, he is.
Because in the off season, she's like, I really don't know what you do.
It's funny.
What did you do today? He's like, I worked out.
I played video games. I did that podcast with my brother who lost his Super Bowl ring in a pool of chili.
I know, that's nuts too. All right. Big Party Show. Channel 94.1 new music from Taylor Swift and Posty right there. It's called Fortnite. And it's kind of fitting that she put this album out, you know, today because it's National Cat Lady Day. Molly, congratulations and celebrate any way you celebrate.
Rude.
I'm in good company with Taylor. So,
yeah, you are.
You know what? There you go. You can go ahead and bite me for all I care.
Yeah. You know, our friend, our buddy, Moose's wife, Mrs. Moose.
I know.
She's in the, she lost her cat, a friend of ours. So I messaged her. I'm like, when you're ready.
Yeah.
You know how when people lose a pet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised with how quickly, though, sometimes, everybody always says they're not ready, but sometimes they're ready. I said, dog or cat, we'll get Pam in here. I think she'll come back next week. Maybe we need to start.
Oh, she can foster.
Looking out for a cat.
Yeah, sure. She can foster a cat and, you know, heal that heart. It is hard. I mean, I lost Wrigley. You know, remember Wrigley years and years ago, and I'm still not over that thing. Sometimes I'll be sitting out there, caught up in a moment, and some song, the right song will play. Well, Wrigley's, his dog collar is hanging on the tree. See, I'm getting all emotional now. Sorry. Never mind.
Why is it hanging on the tree?
Just as a memory, and that's where he hung out, his dog collar. That's okay. Where he hung out. Yeah.
No, I just was wondering if that was like a special place for him.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Moose from the
beef. Omaha beef.
He's helped every year we've ever done the diaper drive.
Great man.
And his wife Diane, their lovely cat JC passed on Wednesday.
She
said that Moose rescued that cat 18 years ago.
Oh my goodness!
And so she buried him yesterday in the backyard with the other animals.
You know what it is? That cat rescued them.
I think so.
Yeah. That's kind of how that works.
She said the house is now quiet because she lost Moose years ago.
You got to get a little kitten
in
there.
I was going to say, this has got to be just really, I mean, because it's a double. It's a, it, you know, you, it's not just the one thing. It's tied into so much other
Absolutely.
Stuff, you know?
That's a long time.
And I had to respond to her without saying something mean about cats. It was very difficult.
Yeah, you really stepped up. I'm going to pat you on the back on account of the fact that I know your knee-jerk reaction to anything cat-related is also like, good.
Yeah.
Oh, it died?
You have grown,
I've
Jeff.
I've never met a cat that I didn't like.
You love Rocky, my cat. You love Rocky.
I just have it in my DNA, and here's where I think it goes to. We all have our child trauma. When they used to send me to the farm down in Bellevue in the summers, there would be barn kitties. But there was a tomcat that prowled around that farm.
Oh, that's what it
and
is.
And tomcats are horrible. They would go in the barn. We'd be playing with a litter of 11 kitties one day, and the next day you go in, they're all dead.
They're all gone. I've dealt with it as a kid, too.
And you'd look up, and that tomcat would be in the corner of the barn, and he'd hiss and run off.
Yeah.
And my uncle said, if you see that tomcat, you can put him down. It.
Oh.
They had a .22 rifle out there. He's like, you can put that thing down.
Did you guys ever get him? Or did
no, but that was my mission.
Yeah.
I think I'm still on task.
If you choose to accept it.
I chose to accept it, and I'm still on task.
Okay.
I'm not mad at cats. I'm mad at that one cat, that one tomcat.
Well, we're going to get to another song from Taylor Swift, their new album. This is going to be called I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that in about 5 minutes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.